Hi, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus and our 24th devotional in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 5, are the Jews God's chosen people? Here's Romans 9, verses 4 and 5. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Again, that's Romans 9, 4 and 5 from the ESV. You know, some questions are too complex for a simple yes or no answer. Either answer could be misunderstood and taken to an extreme beyond what was intended. When I was a kid, we used to tease each other and ask, "Do you love ice cream, or do you love football, or do you love recess?" And if the person said yes, we would quickly then say, "Well, why don't you marry it?" So the answer was yes, but no, not in that way, right? Today's question arising from the opening of Romans 9 has a similar yes, but no answer. The question, are the Jews God's chosen people, seems simple enough. God chose Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob to receive the covenant promises, to be given his word, to be called his holy nation. So yes, the Jews are God's chosen people. But if the Jews are God's chosen people, why is Paul in such anguish over them? Why does he say, "I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh"? Being God's chosen people evidently does not mean that the Jewish people are all saved. Having received the covenant promises, the Jewish people largely cut themselves off from the fulfillment of those promises by refusing to believe in Jesus. Paul's language regarding the Jewish people is very careful and nuanced. Earlier in Romans 3, 1 and 2, he had asked, "Then what advantage has the Jews? Or what is the value of circumcision?" His answer was, "Much in every way. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God." Paul then broke off his answer to his own question, and he didn't really finish back in chapter 3. Here, it seems as if he's resuming the answer 6 chapters later. The blessings or advantages to being Jewish are listed by Paul as including the following: adoption as the chosen children of God, but not in a saving sense, or else Paul would not be in anguish; the glory of having God dwell in their midst; the covenants, that are those promises and pledges from God, and a relationship with God that set them apart from the nations; the giving of the law, which is a reflection of the character and justice of God; the worship, meaning God's direction for how to worship rightly; the promises of God; the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob; and then the privilege of being the physical ancestors of Christ. What we should notice is that all of these blessings and benefits were preparatory in nature. They were all designed to lead to Jesus. Someone once said that the Old Testament without the New is a set of unanswered questions, unfulfilled prophecies, unexplained ceremonies, and unkept promises. Now that's sad. To have received all the preparation and then missed the consummation in Jesus is to be chosen by God, but to walk away and reject your election. As we continue in Romans, we'll explore this theme more deeply. Among other things, we will see that national election, according to the flesh, is not the same as spiritual election, according to the promise. As we continue in these next few chapters, we will see Paul wrestle with some of the deepest implications of biblical theology before finally resting and responding at the end of chapter 11 with the highest praise.